afterwards we can do the analysis that I told you about.
You want a record of my speech as I stammer? Or just
like
speech?
You don't need to start intentionally. I told you the day before yesterday to start intentionally. But then,
As I always speak. Well, normally, my speech isn't all that bad. But if I've got a small room like this and a tape recorder behind me, it might be a little bit worse. So, I don't, well, what else can I say?
When did you start stuttering?
I think it was around the same time as the birth of my brother, my brother. At that time I was about five. So, and then, well, as I said before, and this is the first form of speech therapy that I've had. So,
what
it's my first experience of it.
What did he die from, your brother?
He was born. He didn't die.
Oh.
No.
So there's five difference between you?
Well, yeah, between me. Well, there's five between me and that brother. Mm-hmm. There's five between him and the other brother. And there's four between him and the sister.
Oh, so big family.
Big spread out. Well, it's not a big family, but there's big... variation in ages, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. And you're
the oldest? Yeah, I was 21. On the 28th of April, just then, and the girl who's the youngest is, I think she's 6 next month,
oh.
Or something like that, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
And are you going to
be now? It's now at the moment, but my parents live in a place in Wales that's got the long name, you know.
Mm.
Yeah, well, it's called Llanfair Pwll Gwyngyll Gwgerach yn Drobwyll Antysiliog Gwgoch.
Wow, I've never heard it before.
Well, that is the place that's got the longest name in Europe, I think, is it? But whatever, I don't know.
It's
quite famous. There's lots of tourists there. You get lots of tourists all the time. Especially in the summer. It's a small place. Yeah.
Little village.
Something really little.
So you know where?
Speak Welsh.
You speak it?
I can't speak it. Properly, but I can understand most of it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
so there's
a very good show. Maybe you've seen it as well about the
Corners Green. Corners, but that's not Wales, isn't it?
Yeah, South Wales.
I was back at school now, and that is and that is a book that we had in one of the lessons, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it and all that. We had to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Mm-hmm. Quite interesting.
Mm-hmm.
isn't it, towards the end, I think?
Pardon?
I think towards the end is quite sad, is it? Or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember.
Oh,
no, I don't know how to go through it. I'm not about a lad whose father works in the mines or something like that, and he wants his lad to work in the mines as well, but his teacher wants him to write or something like that. He's a poet or something like that now.
Yeah, and he discovered that Londoner, very well educated feminist in the 20th century, which is very exceptional, you know, educated and different than all other women in the time. And she came to that neglected village. She wanted to send it to school, to raise a school there. And somehow she discovered him, and she discovered a great talent in him. She wanted to develop him. And then she wanted to prepare him for a grant to Oxford. So he received a grant last year, and towards the end of the play. So that's why I said it was more happy to have him. It was nice, I liked it.
Well, it was a long time ago, you see. Well, it wasn't that long ago, I suppose, but long enough.
It's a pretty neat thing to see him play. Henry, I mean, Henry is a bit far, but still.
Yeah. But round here, though, I'm by myself, you see, so it's not the same, is it? Really.
Do they give you free time? Do you have your own time to
wander
about?
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, it's all free, but I'm here, so it's no problem.
And all the time, and all your time?
Yeah.
No limitation about the hour you must come back, or
No. Because normally it's just a job. I have to start at 8:30 and it ends at 5:00, and that's it. There's times about twice a month that you have to work on gate guard. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not very frequent. Well, at the moment I'm called a JT, and then from then it's Corporal, the next one. So.
Corporal is an officer? No.
Well, not an officer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I don't know.
Oh. No, it wouldn't be, would it?
They're the same, but the names, I'm not forgetting to mention the names, you know, the color of the names. In Hebrew, I can sing all the ranks, you know, from the first one to the last one. But in English, I don't know exactly what counts and what...
Yeah. No, it's not. Well, it is... It's quite high up. Well, it's starting to be high up, but it's not high up, really. Yeah, but it's better than now, anyway. It's more money.
Yeah.
It's the main thing.
That's good. And you have to wear the uniform?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to wear.
Of what?
Yeah, of the Air Force.
Oh, yeah, we have to wear that at work and all that, just from as I say, 8:30 till 5:00.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, you can wear what you like.
Yeah.
Well, within reason, you can't have your hair dyed. Pink or anything like that.
No,
not supposed to. You can't do anything like that.
You cannot have a nice picture in your arm or
something. Well, you're not supposed to, but my friends do and all that, but I don't. That doesn't appeal to me anyway.
And you can, in the weekend you're really free, you can meet with friends and family and
just kind of
recommend it.
Mm-hmm. That works, I think.
It's one of the biggest
places
in Hendon, isn't it?
Hendon?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, well, I don't know. before karate. So, yeah, because I trained by myself, but there was nobody else there. So.
I tried once.
So that was interesting.
To do karate, yeah. It was so fun. And it was you had to do a sport in the university 1 year in Israel. The first 1 year you have to do to take any kind of sport class. But you said if you try karate, it was so fun. I mean, I couldn't.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, for the first. And the first couple of months is boring, though. It's, you know, I feel stupid doing it because I just start punching the air all the time. It's not the same, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's boring.
But even though I'm not as serious, I mean, they burst in laughter, you know, once in a couple of flights away.
Well, that helps. It's good.
Yeah, but it made the whole atmosphere. I thought dancing is better for me.
Dancing?
Yeah, folk dancing, not really ballet.
Frog dancing, you say? Frog dancing, yeah.
This is really funny.
Yeah, my brother's dead and they're frog dancing. No, that's just what we both said.
They train folks to dance.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a
nice sport.
You get started once.
Yeah.
Tell me about your being a starter. Do you know others from the family, Anthony?
No, there's nobody else. Yeah.
Nobody else.
Nobody else. No, I was the first. And also, I hope it's the last one in the family as well, because it's not very nice.